It started light and airy, your very nice affair. No strings attached, no questions asked, we left it there. But then she found the key to my mind, snuck up and hit me with love from behind. She picked the lock on the door that used to hide me. Now she's inside me, the lady.
Hello.
Look at that. You can tell by the consistency. This is full cum, and I'm going to drink this on air today.
Jacques is trying to make us believe that that's cum, and it's
why
not
working. Wouldn't it be cum? Give me 10, give me 10 reasons right now why
it?
This is not cum.
Is it coconut milk?
Look
Grace,
at it.
Grace, turn down your gain a bit.
You look. You can tell by the way that it sticks to the sides that it really is cum. This cost me fucking $500, man. Full bottle. And I'm almost out already.
Well, bottle of from who? Like, what kind of jizz is
it?
It's Peruvian.
Honey, I guess what you're
Peruvian? Is that like a good
saying,
quality?
You're basically you're saying that you can't get it for free. Like you can't get cum to drink for free.
Well,
well you can't drink your
do
own
you
cum,
know?
It gives you
I'm
mad
sorry.
Cum disease.
I'm sorry, but do either of you three
mad cum?
Dad, do yeah. either three of you know someone that can produce a full bottle this big?
Well, you just showed us the inside, and it's clear
over
that it's, there's nothing in it.
Well, it was a lot at first, but I
it depends
I
on if you put
kept,
a little figurine on the bottom.
Pushing back the recording, and I just felt like I deserved a snack. But look how fresh and focused I am.
Yeah, what does it do for you? Does it? What, are there benefits?
It's like cocaine.
It's like
except
cocaine.
Worse, more habit yeah. forming.
Jock, the hat that you're wearing. I've never seen that font of a New York hat. Like, I feel like it's almost always in the same
yeah,
font.
Yeah, no, that is
but
true.
But you've found the one
so,
unique one.
Like, there's this train station, subway station in New York, and there's like three bodegas underneath it, but that doesn't really separate it from the rest. But it's in Ridgewood, and...
I know what you're talking
well,
about.
This is
kind of a famous.
So there's a. It looks really iconic, but there's a discount store underneath yep. that, and this hat was $3, so I bought like four. You know,
in the sub basement.
I have an ex who lives right off of that. Stuff.
Period.
That's what Grace left their heart. Her heart's on the steps, bitch.
I feel like buying New York merch from. A store under the subway station is like getting all of your prescription medication from the checkout aisle at like yeah. at the grocery store, you know?
Yeah.
Next to the Wrigley's gum.
Yeah.
Max, you're in such a beautiful backyard. Yeah. It's on such a sunny
day. Are you in Europe?
I'm back home. I worked like a fucking animal to get these little pebbles in here.
And, oh, you poured the pebbles slabs. Yourself?
Well, no, we hired some guy to bring him.
Okay,
the,
yeah. You're the other kind of Latino. You're the kind of Latino
and
that Ben isn't. The one who hires a different Latino.
And no, I did some light Ben work. I did some light Ben work in bringing the stuff from across the... from the other side of the backyard to this side of the backyard.
Yeah, like Ben actually does get a lot of work. Physical labor. When you put him to physical labor, he can really...
He does physic labor, which is what Goodwill Hunting is doing on that whiteboard.
I'm gonna do a little habanero splash right now to kind of awaken the senses.
That's gonna be fun to do. Okay, so.
What was that?
That was yellow
hot sauce. Juice?
Yellow Bird brand habanero hot sauce. More of a Seed Ranch hot sauce fan.
So you just took a drink of hot sauce?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm like acting like I'm shocked by that.
Well, Grace, truly. I'm being pulled in every direction since I am the new Ben. I have a lot of work to do nowadays. you know, I'm writing.
My dick is being pulled by a gay guy.
I feel crazy that I'm.
My ass is being pulled by another gay
yeah,
guy.
I feel crazy being the campaign manager for Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. I think it's a little bit unethical, but I have enough disguises. Yes. I'm not going to stop dressing like this, you know?
Are you trying to make one of them win in particular, Jock? Or are you.
I don't even know anymore.
You don't even know.
Jacques is just in charge of finding the dogs to eat. It's not like rocket scientist or anything. Yes. No.
Chuck is doing an inside job to try and collect all the dogs so he can eat them.
Chuck, if you had to eat a pet, what this, pet would you eat?
If I had this That's guy a as one. A pet, this green guy, I would eat this.
Okay, can we have a real answer now?
Okay. Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, can we get like an don't, animal?
Because the listeners can't see anything you're holding up to the camera. I feel like you don't understand.
Chuck, have you
every
eaten,
joke you've made
is,
has been...
Is there like a Cajun dish that... That uses.
I've had Nutri-Aran.
People are racist about a lot of different types of races eating dog, but I'm decided to do a novel thing. I'm gonna say here on this pod that I strongly believe Cajun people eat
yeah,
dog.
Oh yeah, for sure.
No, I.
Yeah,
that's gospel as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Look, I personally have never known a Cajun to eat a gumbo, or I mean a
gumbo. Whoa.
Wait, no.
Clip
oh
that.
My God.
Chat,
secrets
clip that.
Are coming out.
Chat, clip
you
that.
Don't eat gumbo. Gumbo is just the cover for all the dogs that you eat.
And cat is jambalaya.
Okay.
Jambalaya.
That's why you
that's
hate
why I don't
jambalaya.
Eat, that's why I don't like jambalaya.
Oh my God.
Would you eat this?
Oh, hell yeah,
okay.
Man.
For the listeners at home, the more
it's
holding
like
stuff up.
Fat Pepe holding his hands together.
It's a picture of a groiper.
a lot of good meat on those bones.
Yeah, absolutely.
Succulent.
So I love a succulent creature. I guess if I had to eat any pet.
Period.
If I had to eat any pet.
Speak on that.
It would be like preferably like maybe a monkey. Is that wrong?
That's kind of one of the craziest answers you could have possibly given.
I'm just like, I don't know what else I would have as a pet.
The same answer would be, it would be goldfish,
that's
right?
The closest to
Ew,
human
goldfish
being.
Just sounds
Chuck,
disgusting.
If you had to eat one of us, if you had to eat one of the other people on this pod right now, which one of us would you eat?
Who would
say
you
me,
eat?
Say me.
Okay, like, ooh. It's like, do I want Italian or do I want Ecuadorian tonight?
Oh, I'm not even
Ecuadorian.
Oh,
Grace is white.
Well, yeah, I mean, if I wanted turkey, I would have had, you know, I'd...
Grace is turkey. Oh, yeah, that's what white that. Is.
White is basically turkey meat.
Okay.
Max.
So you don't think Italian is white?
No. I mean, a mix.
Jacques is
a
very
mix
confused
a
and has a running theme where he asks me if I'm Arab for some reason.
Well, she does has an Arab. She don't have an Arab sound.
Which wait,
her,
which
her name
which
sounds,
race do you think I could maybe be?
Oh, I always thought you were Asian.
Jacques,
I thought you
wasn't
Asian.
White.
Asian?
Are you not?
I have a little bit of Mongolian.
See,
back.
Flex.
Got that Genghis Khan.
Like
you got
like
that
Genghis
Khan. My great uncle
did our genealogy.
It's very
and
similar.
I guess, like, I am Finnish, and I guess there were, like, a good, like, a pretty big Mongolian community that, like, stayed around.
Whoa.
So, like, not that far back.
That's,
I
like,
so
that's how, that's
I mean,
the last.
A lot of people have Mongolian, but, like,
how,
not that
that's
far
the last
back.
Line of, no, of There Will Be Blood is he kills that guy and then he looks at the other guy and he says, I'm Finnish. He's telling him his racial background. Because he just got his 23andMe.
Grace, so what do you have in common with this Genghis Khan? What would you say your top three Genghis Kong similarities are? Come on, don't
you know? Wait, pause. Like, let's pause. Jacques, who do you think Genghis Khan is?
He's a Mongolian country hero. He's a pillaging king.
Okay,
so
you do know. I thought you might have thought he was a big gorilla that went to New
wow.
York City and got
wow.
chained up.
That sounds kind of fucked up of you for me to think that. A Mongolian
Wait,
would be.
But what do you think? What do you think Genghis Khan? Can you just say like what he did, kind of a little bit more?
Yeah, I think
him?
He.
Jacquepedia.
He's a folk hero.
He just invade, conquer, and just like fuck shit up, and just like I feel like he had a drumstick in his hand the whole time. Like eating a drumstick.
He was like Neil Peart. He had one arm.
Not an ice cream drumstick, clearly, because they didn't have them back then. But like a leg.
You mean, yeah. He had like
yeah,
a
no, he's like
drumstick.
The drummer for Def Leppard. He had one arm with a drumstick in it.
That guy did
went
not
crazy.
Have one arm. How
he did have one arm.
He was really into Genesis.
How
he was really
you,
into
how
Genesis.
You,
and
yeah.
like,
how would you even do that?
Yes.
How far, how old do you think, like how, like, let guess like when Genghis Khan was born?
15th century? 16th century?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
See, I actually don't even know that. I'm actually not unintelligent sometimes. Rarely.
He's from like the 1200s, but that's pretty fucking close. Yeah.
Period.
That's like not that bad. Yeah, I'll give it
whatever.
To you.
Whatever. I could be stupider for sure, but I mean, I'm not the mayor.
You could be. I mean, hey, any of us could be doing a better job with that.
Oh, Grace, yeah. I did this for Hessa, mm-hmm. and Max, you weren't here either, but I have a new way of mm-hmm. perking myself up. Besides, Hessa, are you going to freak out again if I do it to myself?
No, because I know you're not going to actually do it.
Come on. Okay, I got this taser, and I've been hitting myself to wake myself up, and it really like gets the heart racing.
Yeah, for the listeners at home, another visual
like,
joke.
That, that wasn't.
You, I'm gonna let
there would have been a sound shock. Yeah.
Did it even sound like?
There would have been like a, the
no.
No. Why would you sound like anything?
You just add like made a buzz, Max, and make this funny.
I will not. I'll let the silence. You know what? I'll put in a fart sound effect.
Yes. Beautiful.
That would be great. I mean, I feel like Jock probably does fart during these recordings.
I mean, hey, we all do.
To keep
what are you accusing me of? I don't do that. I don't cook.
When Jock moved into that apartment, the walls were white. And now you can see they're a deep green.
Can I tell y'all something? The only food I've cooked at this apartment basically this entire time since I've moved in is two links of sausage every day.
How many beans?
No beans. It's just sausage.
No beans?
I'm just
no eggs?
Wait, you mean two sausage breakfast
links
every
day? They are full links of like full length, like adult sized sausage, not the breakfast.
Is it
andouille? No, it's just a pork and a pork beef mix of a local Cajun. I think it's a Robichaud.
Of a guy? It's a man?
Have you been only eating meat?
I eat a lot. I eat a lot of meat, but I eat ice cream as well. And I've been eating pancakes. I'm on a
meat ice cream pancake diet. I saw a bronzed.
Oh, I put butter on.
Are you working in Lafayette?
I put butter on the sticks of the butter on the stuff. Everything.
Okay, on the ice cream.
No, but
butter on the stuff sounds like the worst butter themed restaurant.
It sounds like the worst Captain. It sounds like a Primus album.
Butter on the sticks
with a disgusting album artwork that you don't want to look at when you listen to it.
Well,
it makes all your other records slimy.
It is exactly.
It sounds like a kind of discount version of those like mom detective novels that are like food themed, you know, that are like. Oh, the cinnamon caper or whatever, but or butter on the stuff.
Yeah. A low effort Chuck Tingle.
Well,
yeah. Oh, it's like Mary Higgins Clark.
I'm indulging in the pleasures of the body and eating exactly what I want to because it is my birthday this month. I think it's only fair. I've gotten.
Wait, what
September
day is your
23rd.
Birthday,
now, listen
Jack.
To this, y'all. I've been lighting these candles in my bedroom all the time. It's an HEB brand candle, and it is Texas pecan praline flavored. So I'm only getting sweet. I smell sweets in my room constantly, and I say, oh, my God, I would love that.
Do your legs?
It smells like the little hockey puck they have in the urinals at the HEB.
Look, I have a second small.
It's urinal cake?
I have a second smaller of the same candle going on. But
and they're right next to each other in the room.
And guess what? Well, no, guess what?
Great way to do it.
And when I'm tired of this scent, I switch over to the HEB Bakery buttery tortilla, and this makes my room smell entirely like a buttered popcorn machine exploded.
Yeah.
It kind of smells.
Buttery tortilla, that's what Max smells like, but naturally.
It is.
Max, don't flirt with me, bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
Smelling someone and saying, don't flirt with me.
I really don't. I really think that Max is doing a good job.
Yeah, I know.
Not
literally.
I've never seen someone do such a good job.
I kind of dare someone to try to walk past me covered in butter and see if I don't try
and see
to
see if I don't
move.
Rape them.
No, shut up, John.
Jesus
Christ on a bike.
No, look, listen. I'm just
Jock. I say something that I'm not trying to be critical. But
be careful
I think
now.
It might come off as critical.
Careful now.
I think your taste in candles is disgusting.
Well, yeah. Okay.
There you go.
Can you hold the phone for? Can you back? Can you back
horrific.
It up for a second? I'm getting I'm getting some Erewhon.
Can I be kinder about it? Can I try one more time? Jock.
Yes, great.
Jock, will you please give me just like one opportunity to try one more time? I think your taste in candles is like worse than if someone vomited into a cup, dried it, and stuck a wick into it. I think it's really,
really
horrific.
Grace, if my candles don't smell like baked
goods. Liking sweet candles is
well, can
is
I,
a moral,
can I at least,
if my candles
flaw.
Don't smell like baked goods, how am I supposed to have my legs float in the air and close my eyes and get
at least name the other two flavors?
Float around the room.
Can I?
Your candles are giving you type 2 diabetes. And that's coming from someone who does a lot of stuff to give herself type 2 diabetes and is not finding success. So I'm thinking that I might have to get one of your disgusting
Jacques training you to get diabetes.
Just so that I can
I'm
finally.
I feel like
get
I'm getting
the disease
closer.
That everyone assumes I already have.
Let me say this. In my defense, let me at least list the other two flavors, which is Texas sweet tea and bakery cinnamon rolls. Now, do you think I'm such a bad person now?
Yeah, those are even worse. Cinnamon rolls is the worst one you've named so far.
Yeah, the Texas sweet tea and
what
then a
the
baked
hell is
good?
That?
How about some Texas sweet tea? And that's what you're going to be putting in a
toilet.
They
don't have HEBs here.
You diabetic bitch.
They don't y'all
also,
they don't have normal
you,
candles here.
Why are you idolizing Texas so much? Texas sweet tea, Texas praline.
Yeah.
Maybe like get a candle that funds a Texan woman
yeah,
to
abortion
leave that
flavor
state to get an abortion.
A candle that smells like
yeah,
a dead fetus.
Like, maybe get a Texas fetus.
Yeah. It explicitly funds fourth trimester
y'all would
abortion.
Take the fun away from my
it's
candles
really
and just mash it with politics. Of course I'm pro-choice.
I actually think that like maybe Texas teenagers who need abortions could fundraise by putting their skin flakes into a nice
it's making
soy
Max
candle.
Sick. He's and, literally retching.
And calling
he's ranching. You can't even say retching. There's such food on the brain.
They could call those candles unaborted Texas.
Fetish.
No.
Fetish. I've got a fetish for the fetish.
I think I can't. I'm so sorry, but I'm not going to let us skim over Jacques trying to say retching and saying ranching because it's so
hey look
it's the most food brained thing I've ever.
I have a lot of disabilities and I can't list them all at once because that's a disability on because
I only have one voice.
Hey,
y'all,
I'm the new Ben.
I can only
also,
say one word at a time.
There's no way to talk to the new Ben. Okay, you better get into
you're
shape.
Doing a pretty
it
bad
is our
job
most
of being
toxic
the new
trait
ben.
That whenever Ben is missing we all do our part to fill in.
Yeah.
Well,
it's mostly to bully Jock.
Yes, absolutely.
Is Ben's gambling?
Yeah, Ben's
right
gambling.
Now?
He's in a big he's
gambling.
In a high stakes poker game.
I'm sorry.
In Chinatown
I don't mean,
right
I don't
now.
Mean it. I don't want to talk too much about
he
it.
He's playing footsie with
the
sheep.
I don't want to talk too much about it because
imagine
it upsets
a high
me so much.
Strip poker game that once you've got all of your clothes
he's
off,
giving,
you
he's so
like
horny for the
dick.
Gamble.
He's giving James Bond and Le Chiffre foot job under the table.
Wait,
at the same
can
time.
I? Can
that's
I?
It's a scary. It's scary.
Can I tell you guys my favorite joke that only makes me laugh about Le Chiffre and Bond playing poker in Casino Royale?
Okay,
it's please. picturing Le Chiffre like turning over his cards and saying, 10 queen, you lose, Mr. Bond." And he has ten. He has 10 queens on his in his hand, and Bond just looks horrified. 10 queens. You lose, Mr.
This
Bond.
Is my impression of Le Chiffre playing Magic the Gathering. I've been mana screwed, Mr. Bond. Best of five, Mr. Bond. Mr. Bond will have to play again. This was unfair, Mr. Bond.
Zach Walker. I'm afraid you're finished, Mr. Bond.
Mr. Bond, I'm afraid you're finished with my swamp elf.
Or the Black Lotus.
Goose, Mr. Bond.
Hey, Jack, I just want to congratulate you on doing a worse impression of Mads.
I don't know who I'm impersonating. God.
Y'all, the only Le Chiffre I know
is
that guy that prowls around my house. With a
Le Chiffre is probably some guy that lives in a corner in Lafayette.
Le Chiffre I know is indigenous.
I know y'all all might be women.
Has scraggly,
I know y'all all might
hair.
Be women, but y'all all seem like bitches to me.
The Le Chiffre that
wait,
Jacques knows
in
is a guy that's
that
called Le Chiffre.
Oh. Excuse me?
sorry, the only Le Chief that Jacques knows is a Louisianan trucker who's like at the top of the leaderboard for lot lizards and like the I-10 corridor.
The new lot lizard meta is pulling a Le Chief. It's the meta.
I think the hurricane must be circling back above me because my
we should talk about
speaking of, you brought up that you're Trump and Kamala's campaign manager, Jacques, a huge
difficult job to juggle both, by the way,
in
the
few nights ago. That is
some people are calling it a huge event. I don't think it was that big of a deal.
Yeah. What is it?
Okay.
What happened?
The VMAs.
No. It looked so stupid.
I'm upset because I'm upset for two reasons. One, that my boy Robbie Kennedy dropped out before the debate.
Yeah, Bobby.
And two, that I was his campaign manager, and if he had stayed, he would have killed it at the debate. We would be in the lead right now. And we had a VMA's appearance plan for
him. Oh my gosh.
That was scuttled because he left
That's
the race.
That's so fucked. I think, do you know what my idea would be for Bobby Kennedy at the debate? If, to like make up for all the animal stuff.
Okay, you tell your idea about the debate and then I'll tell you what our plans was for the VMA's.
Tell me if this sounds like a good idea. He's at the debate and he's like,
okay,
they're like,
all ears.
Mr. Kennedy, it seems like you hate animals and you keep killing them and eating them and torturing them and stuff. And like, you're weird about animals. And you would,
are you Haitian?
He would be silenced and he would raise his arms and he would unbutton his shirt and he would reveal that he has like 8 nipples going down the front of his body like a dog. And he gets they pull out all the animals that he's harmed. They pull out a brain worm and they pull out a dog and they pull out a baby bear and they pull out a whale and they all go up and they all start suckling from Bobby Kennedy's breast milk.
You know, you make.
How the hell did you know what we were planning for the debate? How the hell did that leak to you? What the? Michael Barbaro was not even able to get that information. But you, some lonely, lowly, gay podcast host, were able to get it?
That's the kind of mind I have.
What the fuck?
Shame.
You know, I'll tell you this, a lot of people love to make fun of Robbie Kennedy, but I met that guy a few years back, and he's the best guy that I ever fucking knew, you know? I met him because I DoorDashed them Taco Bell.
At what time? What was his order?
when the car pulled up to get it, I noticed that the guy who was driving, the DoorDasher, was getting the shit beaten out.
Okay.
Good lord.
Getting the absolute shit beaten out of him.
Wait, so you delivered DoorDash, but there's another DoorDasher? How does that work? Did he get two orders at once or what?
What are you talking? No. What are you? Wait. Okay,
you delivered DoorDash.
You ordered DoorDash.
I ordered DoorDash.
Okay. You ordered DoorDash?
I ordered it. I said I ordered Taco Bell.
And then you opened the door.
I thought Robbie Kennedy had ordered DoorDash and you had dashed the order.
I haven't even said he isn't in the story.
And I thought you guys, made out and made love later, and then you had to stand
Let
him
Grace
up the
tell
next
the story.
When we
all try to talk over each other,
this was much
we sound
later.
Like the retarded version of NATO.
But basically, the DoorDasher is pulling up. I see it on my app. I go out. And I see that the DoorDasher is getting the shit beaten out of him by
this
old guy.
Okay.
I open the door. I try to pull the old guy off. He says, "You don't understand. I ordered Taco Bell too, and this guy is stealing all of our mild sauce packets. I found them in his pockets when I realized they weren't in my bag." And I go, "What the fuck?"
And then
fuck?
You start joining in.
And then I joined in and I started feeding the shit out of this DoorDash driver. And I won't say if the guy died or not, but we did bury him in a park and spend the whole night drinking whiskey
That's
together.
That's iconic.
That's awesome. Yeah, I like you sometimes when you say stuff like that.
That's beautiful. Wait, what was the plan for the VMAs? So
well, picture this, right?
Sorry.
Eminem is back. And
guess who's
he's
back?
He's finally back. It's his big... try oh yeah guess who back who's back it's the guy you expect it's Eminem and he's back for his big triumphant return to the VMAs right. So we had a plan for Robert at the VMAs, but he wasn't it was going to be a surprise, right? So Robert loves crossbows. Okay. Robert loves
you're describing
crossbows.
So far you've accidentally described two things that actually were incorporated into the VMAs. And it's Eminem and crossbows.
I know. I think they stole them.
Yeah.
I thought the whole VMAs were stolen from Robbie Kennedy, if I was honest.
I think that fucking bitch.
Like they're doing the election.
Fuck.
I think she fucking stole our idea. And that would make sense because she has access to my Gmail account because she used to be
my
assistant.
Oh my God. This is huge.
I hate her at a catastrophic level.
Yeah, before she was a singer, she used to be my assistant when I was selling Nutrilife, which are these really great supplements.
Okay, we're not going to hear your MLM pitch for Nutrilife.
Okay, can I bring up something really important?
Yeah, I had a really good racket going.
Shut the hell up.
And I actually really taught her how to stand
up
for herself.
I'm
going
to teach you how to stand up.
Because of all of the shit that I made her do until she reached a breaking
point.
Yeah,
you were teaching her.
I called her a fat cunt every day to get her to finally get a sense of self-esteem.
Okay,
self-esteem.
That's good.
And eventually,
psychology.
Eventually, when I made her help bury that guy with me and Robert, she left the job and started her music career. And I'm proud of her.
Wow.
But so our plan was, we found out through some connects we have to the Eminem's compound,
Green Eminem.
One, that he was a big fan of RFK Jr., so he would put us on the list.
Okay.
Two, he's uniquely susceptible to crossbows.
Okay, it's his weakness. His weakness.
He got a
physical
weakness.
Ranged
so
attacks.
We were going to basically have, get this, Eminem goes out, he's dancing, he's rapping, he's having a good time. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. goes out and he shoots him through the head point blank with a crossbow.
Amazing.
I love this idea.
What are they supposed to do with the body? Like, are you keeping it for an exhibit or
they string
like,
it up? It dances with everyone.
It dances like Dirty Pop and Sing.
We were going to make Eminem into a skin suit and have Robert next to me. Because he was going to have such an incredible performance at the first one, we needed to do something crazy to win ourselves.
That's incredible. That would be crazy.
I thought there wasn't going to be a callback or anything. I thought that was just too epic. They would have to like leave it there and then like come up with something completely different. But no, that's fucking ballsy.
No, see,
that's awesome.
Because here's what I'm picturing. Because RFK famously is good at skinning and field dressing an animal quickly. So I'm picturing him. He goes to Eminem's body.
So he was going to do that live at the VMAs.
Yeah, I'm picturing him doing essentially the animation that happens when you skin a wolf in Red Dead Redemption 2 to Eminem.
Yes. Essentially, our idea was Robert was not going to be the only one of our crew to have a crossbow. Mm-hmm. We were kind of all going to have crossbows. And
who else is on the crew?
Use them to replace the camera people. So Robert could kind of make his case to the American people as he's skinny.
Okay. And who else
is
on this team that you're describing?
And then he was going to kill his current wife, that woman from Curb Your Enthusiasm,
Cheryl Hines,
and replace her with Sabrina Carpenter.
Okay, incredible.
Yo.
And then he was going to put on lipstick and do the lipstick on her shoulder.
And then he was going to sing a song. Can you guess which song?
Probably Ass Like That
Happy
by Eminem.
Birthday?
That's right. Hot to Go.
Beautiful.
So because Chappelle wasn't able to make that one into her set.
That's such a good plan. Wow.
I mean, he was kind of debating between that and Red Wine Supernova.
I was. I
Today
fucking hate that.
Today is going to be the day where it's going to come back to you.
He sings Wonderwall.
Today is going to be the day where it's going to come back to you.
If Grace, if you ever start talking to me like that, I'm going to be like, hello, check, please. She's having a stroke.
Hang on, Jacques, wait, let's...
Everyone quiet. This is just my...
Wait, Jacques,
voice.
It's time for a pop quiz, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'm listening.
Can you name one element of the story that Grace just told?
Robert,
can you name one thing that happened in it?
Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Yes.
There was an elaborate plan to have Eminem murdered and stick in his skin.
That's not specific enough. That's not specific enough. There was a plan.
Well, look,
there
was a plan.
I'll tell you how.
See, if you were in this plan, you would be in trouble.
Well, this is the thing. I don't really care for Eminem, and I don't really care for getting mixed up.
For Robert Downey Jr.
Well, for getting... No, I like Robert.
Sorry, for Robert Kennedy.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I love Robert Downey Jr. If we can
Max,
get
is just, Max is hard right now. You can tell he was thinking of Robert Downey Jr.
I was thinking of Elon Musk, and that got me thinking about Robert Downey. And then I got, yeah.
That's weird. How did you get from Elon to...
Well, because they're obviously the same, dumbass.
Yeah.
Elon Musk is real-life Iron Man because he's fucking rich and he's super fucking smart. You see, he's making cars and shit.
Wow, that's really nerdy.
They look like a metal 2x4.
Let me stop you right there as you start to...
Isn't a car basically an Iron Man suit?
A car is basically a Mac.
It's an Iron Man suit and a fucking Transformer, dude. He's so much better than... Gay ass Elon
you must
Musk
be
than Tony Stark.
You must be a fucking nerd. You must be a fucking nerd faggot retard because
nerd faggot retard
because you to
being
even know the
guilty on all
to
on
know
all
the
charges.
Why did you just drop the N word?
Feel free
just
to
the
N word,
you guys.
Switch.
I have not.
Jock just said the
you guys. Jock just said the N word. Hard
been living
R.
in Louisiana for
what did you
4 months.
Say, Josh? What did you just say?
I said
I'm gonna mark this part so Max can bleep it out because I don't want it. To hear it.
I did not.
I'm gonna play it in super slow mo.
Josh,
I didn't say that.
Nerd faggot retard.
Jock, I'm gonna start calling you Josh from now on because I'm out of the side of disrespect. Because
yeah,
of that
now
that
you said the
N
word,
I did not.
Right before. But right before faggot.
I didn't say the black slur. I said retard. What else did you hear?
But what did you say before that?
Nerd, faggot,
nerd,
retarded.
Nerd.
He can't remember. He
what
can't
did
remember.
You say
he's starting to question if he actually said it.
He said stupid.
did I say gypsy? I mean, what
no.
do you want from
no.
me right now?
You said nerd. And a lot of fans of Iron Man, like me and Max, and appreciators of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, don't like parlance like that used anymore.
The Marvel
universe around here.
We don't care for that kind of language.
We don't particularly care for that.
Max,
for that
you and Grace are kind of matching right now.
We are. Oh my god.
Wearing red hats with a yellow square.
I don't think I've ever met Max before. I've never met.
I've definitely been. The problem is that it's usually with April as well, and then we also have Ben and Hesse and Jock. So I just sit back.
Wait, take your glasses off.
I'm not even joking. I always thought that Max and Grace
Max has two black eyes. What the hell?
I thought y'all had sex before, so I was really surprised when you just said that.
Yeah, I have two black
I've
eyes in my room
sex
right
with
now.
Max. I have never
Jack,
had
you're
sex
so good
with
at riffing.
Max. That's the truth. Wait.
Shut up,
Jessa.
Give me a fucking break. What do you want from me today?
You've had sex with Ben before, right?
Yeah, we've all had sex with Ben.
On television.
Yeah.
No. It
was on the
Dick
Cavett
channel on television.
On the Dick Cavett show.
You guys should make a video and sell it pay per view on Patreon.
I will say that. I've been begging Ben to do it,
but he's too embarrassed to post it.
The idea. Well, clearly I would top, but the idea.
I mean, I don't know.
But I don't know, John.
Yeah, you need
idea,
a strong bottom like Ben to lift
if
up
you've
the
really
poop
got,
the idea.
I don't know if you have the fortitude to top a man such as Ben.
The idea of having sex with Ben today is not only disturbing.
What about in the past?
Shocking and shaking.
But in the past, it would have been great.
It's not no.
It's not no. The answer is not no.
No, 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 no. It is no. It's no. It's a strong no.
Okay, period.
But if there was money involved, of course I would.
Yeah.
But Ben wouldn't touch my disgusting body with like a 50-foot pole.
What if there was an ass scene from Requiem for a Dream? Would you do that with Ben?
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I would have loved to have been those girls. Like, yeah. how you could be so lucky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Going ass to ass with Jennifer Connelly.
I mean, I'm sorry. Like, yeah, Jennifer Connelly is so cool.
What happened to Jennifer Connelly?
Have you ever seen Phenomena?
She went ass to ass with another girl and died.
Is she going by Demi Moore again?
She's still going ass to ass with that girl. They've still been doing it on that stage.
But wait, have y'all...
She got canceled for going ass to ass with another girl.
Wait, have y'all ever seen Phenomena, where Jennifer Connelly is like... it's a Dario Argento movie.
Yeah,
where
I love that movie.
Connelly's young, and she's like... can connect with the insects telepathically.
Yeah.
And she gets bullied at the school and all the girls are like, you're stupid. And then like she summons all the insects and they start scaring the girls. And she's like,
that's
well,
a great
told
movie.
You so.
That's one of his best movies.
And then she solves a murder.
Jennifer Connelly.
Solves a murder. Wow.
And she solves the murder.
And she gets a big star.
And John,
a monkey kills everyone.
Have you ever had to solve a murder in Louisiana?
Yeah, a bayou murder, a bayou crime.
I feel like you guys are constantly finding bodies in the bayou.
I will say that it felt like a group effort when one of my friends was missing and had been revealed to be murdered.
Okay. And is this a real story or is this a fun riff that we can make that fun with?
This is okay, so I don't want to disturb anyone, but this is a...
Did you guys all kill you?
No.
It was a group effort to kill my friend.
Someone killed her, and the murderer was found guilty and imprisoned, but a guy hated me, and I went to the same bar as him.
But let's get to the real core of this story. A guy hated me. There was a guy who was a jerk to me.
Someone before they found the suspect, someone reported me as a suspect and posted this thing of me talking about Satanism on my Facebook page and said that I was a Satanist and that I was practicing human sacrifice.
Okay, hang on. I don't believe
you
at all.
You were a murderer.
I don't believe you at all.
I swear to God, I woke up at my mom's house. I was living in New Orleans. I had gone to Lafayette for the weekend, and I was like,
time to go on Satan.com and see what my orders are for today. And then, I'll check my Facebook first.
I used to always post some shit. This guy also went to tell the girl, my girlfriend at the time, he was a regular at the same bar, and he went to brag to her, and he was like, "Hi, yeah, I reported Jacques for that shit because give me some time alone with you." And she was like, "What the fuck?"
Okay, I think you might have murdered this friend of yours.
No. The guy went to jail for it.
Yeah, but innocent people go to jail every day.
This guy was
accurate and just Louisiana State Police system.
Did you get talked to by the police, Jacques?
They literally brought me into the station. It was like the most insane thing I've ever had happen to my life. They knocked on my mom's.
Goes to jail in Reno 911.
Wait a second. I'm realizing that Nick Swartzen's character in Reno 911 is just shock.
I've been saying this.
Literally heard you be like, "I've been murdered."
It's in a video somewhere.
Skating around.
Well, look. Clearly, I've not a murderer.
What did they ask you?
And
yeah,
they were
why
like,
"Why are your clothes covered in blood?
How'd you know her? What this that? Did you know they were saying the things that they were saying about this person? It was just one of the most. No one knew what happened.
You shouldn't have talked to them. By the way, Jack, if you're ever accused of another murder. Don't talk to the police. Yeah. Get a lawyer.
Get a lawyer.
Well, the cops showed up and
they
had a fake
lawyer.
They had a fake. Well, I have a really good one here, but they had a fake warrant. They said that you're being arrested for drugs. I was too young.
A warrant can't make you talk to them.
I know, but I'm stupid.
What do you mean a fake warrant?
That it was just like a fake thing that I was never charged with. It doesn't even show up on my record. It was like a fake, like they were like, we're taking you down because we have this warrant.
See, if you had a lawyer, a lawyer would have been able to tell you, hey, that's illegal what they just did, and you can actually sue them for that.
I was young. I was like 19, 20.
Okay.
21.
Okay, maybe your 18. Age is changing, I don't know, a little bit.
But it was, look, it was a real life. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to sound depressing, but it was very sad. It was very tragic.
You don't sound very depressed, but...
Well, I mean, I was talking about that.
I shouldn't have like jokingly asked someone who lives in Louisiana
yeah, if they've ever solved
a
murder.
Ever been involved in a murder.
Especially Doc.
It was horrible, but the guy ended up getting charged for another murder too. So I mean,
what they do? Know, well, in Louisiana, I'm considered a permanent person of interest. So anytime there's any crime, I'm what they call.
The police think I'm so interesting.
I'm what they call a usual suspect. You might have seen that movie.
Well,
Kaiser Soze does sound like a Cajun name, Jack, honestly.
Have you ever murdered anyone, Jack?
No.
Jacques, as your simple honest country lawyer, I command you not to answer that.
Grace, you're like, Jacques? But have you?
Jacques.
Wait,
Jacques,
do you want to be in touch with my lawyer? I can put you in touch.
I'm a...
Have you ever... Just tell me... Tell,
stop
tell
kissing! Stop kissing me, but
Jack, baby girl,
stop touching me!
Baby
stop
girl,
touching me!
Shh, baby, have you ever murdered anyone?
No,
baby?
But if anyone tried, look, I'll put it this way though: I've had people attempt to murder me, and if it happened today, I would murder them back.
When has someone attempted
oh
to murder
God,
you, Jack?
Literally every time Ben is like a day late with the payout.
Yeah,
it's attempted murder.
It's attempted murder.
No. So
torture and murder.
Someone was
Grace,
so mean to
Grace,
me today.
Grace, people,
I got attempted murder.
The bank is always mean to
he
me.
He is Nick Swartzen. I got attempted murder today.
I've gotten mixed up with some bad people before, and you can they can try to kill you.
The bad people Jacques talking about are like the evil Muppets and Muppets Take Manhattan that they run into. It's like,
no, I'm talking about like, I'm not even a little, I'm not even
his weed dealer refusing to, he's like, dude, you're just going too far.
Yeah,
you're
I
going
can't
too
sell
far.
You
I'm
weed
not
anymore.
Gonna sell you any more dabs this week.
No, we're talking a giant, big, scary guy with a gun. That's a cocaine dealer. This is not the kind of person
okay.
you want to try.
Did you sell coke for
no
a
I have never I sold mate
that's one of the main rules in this life, do not
yeah.
sell coke
no.
in
yeah
in
no.
US
give it away
no. not part
give,
of
it,
the
away.
Give it away give it away now
to the people.
No I don't fuck with that shit, but this guy is deadly.
But I fucked with this guy a lot. He was well, I was mixed
it
up
was bad,
with a lot.
but you know what,
no I got, don't know what
I this person.
Jock, what? Jock,
what could it possibly fucking be?
Jock, what am I supposed to know, Jock?
Okay, I forgot, actually, because you just...
Did you guys see Chapel
so
Rome? Well, wait, at the...
No, I didn't. No, I
saw Chapel Rome,
I
yeah.
hate that fucking stupid
Well, Grace,
idiot.
if you're not careful, our...
Why do
our
you hate
our
her?
Beloved...
I hope you know she's under my desk eating my ass right
well,
now.
That's
and she could hear
yeah,
what you
so
just said. I hope you know that
if
she is absolutely going to town on
I'm
my
sorry, if,
rotting, red, vulnerable asshole, and she could hear what you just said
I'm
about
sorry,
her,
I'm
Jock.
Sorry, but if Chaperone's eating your ass right now...
Wait, hang on, because
her.
Grace, you're talking... You and Jock are talking about two separate people, because Grace, you keep saying Chappell Roan, and Chappell Roan is the black comedian who makes jokes about lesbians.
Chapel Rome.
I'm talking about Chappelle
yeah,
Rome.
Chappelle Rome is that's the, who that is. It's
the, I'm talking about the Italian Dave Chappelle knockoff who does blackface and then just steals all of Dave's jokes.
I don't,
one best comedian in Italy like 5 years in a row. It's
he's
kind of
president.
Crazy.
He's a
she.
He's the presidential.
She's a woman, a biological female.
April, you know I'm not fucking
one.
Woke. Okay, I don't give a fuck.
April. Oh my God.
Did you just call me
April?
Whoa.
Oh my God, Grace.
Dude, you're a fucking
oh
loser.
How
wow.
could I even?
How dare you? How
did you just call me
hey,
that
hey,
flat-chested
hey.
Buffoon's name?
Look,
I just miss her is all.
I know your simple, tiny mind can't comprehend women with glasses, but they are different.
Period.
Okay? Wake up.
This is the
wait,
first
let
I've
me
heard
do
of
something
it.
That's going to... absolutely change everything.
Whoa. Holy shit, Grace, you've been here this whole time?
Grace, you're so beautiful.
For the listeners, I took my glasses off.
Do you wear contacts ever, or you're frightened too?
I used to wear contacts. Do you think I should wear contacts?
Yes, you look so beautiful. I've never seen this.
Do you think I genuinely should wear contacts?
I like your glasses. Right now.
I think your glasses are cute too, but this is the first time I've ever seen your face without your glasses on. I'm like, what a beautiful woman.
When I went to see the doctor for my eyesight the first time, I asked him if I should wear contacts or glasses, and he said, no, you should wear a paper bag.
Period.
Wow.
Did Chappelle Rome just come in here? Damn.
Yeah. Can we stop talking about that dumb girl? Okay, she was screaming at the VMS.
Why do you hate her?
Because she's just boring.
This is well-trodden territory. Let's move on. We're not talking about her anymore.
She's double wide royalty.
Her songs are
good. Can we talk about something that I've been waiting?
But also, anyone who's been having sex with gay girls for a while had Pink Pony Club put on a playlist for them years ago. So, I mean... It's not, I don't know.
It's kind of crazy that, you know.
It's kind of crazy that she blew up now.
Yeah, no, I mean, and bringing it back to the VMAs, it is kind of crazy that they chose to, instead of having like a new, fresh person to like, with a backlog of bangers to go up and perform at the VMAs and really like launch their career, they just decided to have Kendrick Beck on to call Drake a pedophile. And that's an original thought of mine. Copyright me. Yeah,
well, absolutely. That's what they're doing.
Do not copy me.
Well, my favorite.
They're that for the Super Bowl.
My favorite VMA.
They're doing that for the fucking Super
Bowl.
Jacques,
do you think Drake is maybe not a pedophile?
I think. Wait, did you guys see?
I
want to talk about this. I want to talk about something that happened at the VMA.
I want to talk about something
and
so
this,
bad, but
shut
no
up, Jacques.
I'm listening to the Super Bowl, huh?
Jacques, stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Half boy and boy.
There is at the VMAs when Taylor Swift accepted her. What's it called? Best Duet Award. Did you guys actually watch the VMAs?
Because
she shouted out 9/11.
Yo.
And I'm not kidding. I'm not even kidding about that. She really did.
She
really.
She should have shouted out Friday the 13th, which is tomorrow.
Shout out to Friday the 13th.
And that's even more scary. 9/11 was 9/11 was 20 years ago.
She shouted out
9/11 was 20 years
ago.
9/11 was 20 years ago, and Friday the 13th is tomorrow. Holy fuck!
Yeah.
Sorry.
She shouted out. She said, "Christmas. We're only 104 days till Christmas." Which makes sense because she does look like a Who from Whoville.
There's only look. Can I just show y'all one thing? There's only one important VMA take that we need to discuss immediately. And if you haven't heard it, then you're a fucking loser. It is Britney Spears' take on the VMAs. Please let me just play you this audio of her talking about it. It's very short.
Okay, so did you guys watch the VMAs?
This is RFK.
I didn't watch the VMAs.
This is RFK.
But I could see stuff on my phone from YouTube. Of Sabrina Carpenter. Why is she kissing an alien on stage? Adore her.
What does that sound like, RFK sped up?
Right? I think she's using a filter.
Why didn't she kiss a girl? Like, that was weird. But I also thought that, the whole thing was kind of, like, weird altogether. But after that, after watching that, I took a really long bath.
How long is this video, Jacques?
I actually color and into coloring. Not right now. I like to color and I like to trace the pictures and then go back over it with like.
This is something Jacques recorded and put a voice filter on.
That doesn't sound like Britney Spears.
This sounds like Jacques defending his PhD thesis.
She's a sexy young lady. This doesn't sound like Britney to me.
Look at that.
That's not the voice.
Jacques is showing us a video of him
talking.
Stop! This is not
this video is so long. Turn it off.
Yeah, that's you with a little bit of. Yeah, Jacques, what? Jacques, you're trying to get out of recording this podcast again, aren't you?
No.
I think we're all getting fired.
Shut up.
Jock's gonna be like, I just watched this new show Severance. Let me play a clip from it really quick.
And plays a whole episode.
I just saw this movie, The Deliverance. Let me show y'all in the middle of the podcast. Wait, okay, but like seriously, the funniest thing that she's saying is she's talking about Sabrina Carpenter's performance.
We heard it. We just heard her say it.
I know, but it's just hysterical that she's like, why was she kissing an alien? She should be kissing a girl.
It was a girl.
Well, clearly Brittany's confused.
I think she said, why did she kiss a girl? That was weird after she said the alien
No,
thing.
She said, why wasn't it a girl?
Okay, well, it was very clearly a woman.
Don't make me rewind the footage.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, let's watch
play
the
it
whole
again.
Video again.
Let's play it again.
Order. Yeah, no. Jacques, cue it up.
Play it again.
Okay.
We're going to get to the bottom of this today.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get to the top, and then we're going to get to the side.
And then we're going to get right through the middle.
Okay, so did you guys watch the VMAs? I didn't watch the VMAs, but I did see stuff on my phone from YouTube of Sabrina Carpenter. Why is she kissing an alien on stage? I adore her. I love her to death. I didn't understand that part. Why didn't she kiss a girl? Like, that was weird.
Why didn't she
okay,
kiss a
she
girl?
Did say why didn't. Yeah,
so I was right, and you were wrong. And
I mean, but Brittany is wrong.
I think she's saying
it
was homophobic.
It is a girl dress. Well, the show was, it's like alien. It's like spacemen and aliens in her show, in her dance.
I mean, this lady is clearly not operating on all. Like, isn't her husband, boyfriend, or whatever, like a Primerica or whatever, like a pyramid scheme guy?
Yeah, but
like
hey,
a crypto person or whatever.
She wears the pants.
I thought they got broken up. I thought they didn't they break up?
I don't listen. I'm not. I don't have my ear to the ground.
So to the thing that this episode was explicitly supposed to be about, the debates.
Yeah.
Who do you guys think won?
Wait, the episode of singing arrangements we're just recording right now? Was it supposed
to be about the debate? It's supposed to be about the debate.
Yep. Why would I have talked about that those two fucking
Wait, let's talk about the funniest part of the can we talk about the funniest thing Trump said? And it was that aliens are going to be sent to prison to be given transgender surgeries.
Yeah.
If Kamala wins.
What does that even mean?
I think the funniest thing Trump said was bazinga.
Yeah, oh yeah, when he said bazinga and winked at the camera.
That was fucking a good one, man. It's just nice to vote for someone who you know who watches the shows you do.
Yeah,
it's going to be really awesome in like 2040 when the election comes around. Elon Musk's like head in the Futurama Dome, right, is on stage. And like they ask him, Mr. Musk, you say you want to abolish all laws and return to a primordial state of being. And this is a complete reaction to the ecological failure of the planet. Please elaborate. And then he'll just look at the camera, smile, and then go, the game. You just
bazinga.
Yep, exactly. The cake is a lie.
The cake is actually. I would actually like to. I would
Here's
like to address
what I think.
This. Right?
I think
that I do.
I think transgender aliens are getting surgeries in Area 51.
Absolutely.
Yep.
That's how trans was invented.
I think they for sure are.
Is there an
and
overlap
go
with
on,
the trans
how do you
community
think,
and
how
aliens?
Do you think? How do you think all these improvements in medicine have come about?
Well, aliens are nullos because gray aliens don't have penises or genitals, so they're nullos.
You have to give them the dick and the balls. Yeah, exactly. So
y'all,
true, Hessa.
That's actually a plot point in the Bible.
Y'all are really confusing me right now. Like
that's
I think
the
y'all
Anunnaki,
normally
girl.
Confuse you.
Yeah, that's the Book of Enoch.
Girl, don't Enoch me.
Jock is getting genuinely scared.
I'm like, I know the King James version of the
so
Bible, not whatever weird version y'all are talking about.
The King James one, the
alien
most anti-Semitic
version.
So
confusing.
What? Is it really?
Kind of, yeah. Well, I'm sure there's a more anti-Semitic version. I'm sure there's
having,
a special
Max,
one.
Max, you and I are having an entirely different conversation.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, we're having
it's like a Robert Altman movie.
Jock and Hess are like fucking cleaving the dialectic in two. And no, we're talking about how hard it is to be a...
So confusing being...
It's like a Robert Altman movie.
I wish I had a penis or a vagina to figure out.
I think
a penis or a vagina.
That's the thing about, that's
what
the thing about
the
Dr. Luke.
The hardest I've had to stifle a laugh during a pitch recently was I was pitching this show involving teenagers and that are like I probably shouldn't say anything.
You're pitching
but
a show
was,
about teenagers that you like. Is it about the app people or is it an app people
it's an app people.
Wait,
remake.
Are you talking about that time you were on Catch a Predator?
Yes.
Catch a Predator.
Yeah, I was one of the teens that was used. I was one of the teens that was used to like lure these predators.
Rope them in. Yeah, absolutely.
And what a lot of people don't know is that the reason that Chris Hansen hosted that show was it was a perfect opportunity for him to fuck all of us.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
That's so cool. That's so pimp.
Chris Hansen would suck us off and we'd suck him off and stuff.
That's cool.
And it was actually because he got this immunity, right? Because he would help in the things to trap these predators. So he got immunity. So that was supposed to be used to, you know, pretend that he was
accidentally, not a predator or something. They accidentally gave him full immunity for all crimes forever.
Yes, exactly.
It was a misspelling on the.
So
thing.
I actually lost my virginity to Chris Hansen.
I'm picturing
when I was nine
Chris.
Years old.
Well, Chris Hansen, you walk.
And guess what? I don't
the
regret
teens
it.
Teens walk into the room and he has that sex chair from Burn After Reading, and he's like, "Have a seat. Why don't you have a seat?"
Just to bring it all back
to the debate, and before we end the show, I want to close out the debate talk so we can move on to more important things. But
yeah.
Who's gonna win?
I do want to put a little bit of serious political thought into this, and that is to say, it's really disappointing to see that like even Republicans are completely mentally bankrupt. Like they do see like they're not stupid. They do see these like very sensationalist news pieces, and they use them to you know break open the lumpen mass like consciousness in towards racism and towards hate, and it's really sad that he's you know using these stories about these so-called aliens right to that are getting transgender or what is it transgender surgeries
yeah
all this dog. To say, there's no reaction to it other than hate. When obviously the correct solution is to just get predators to get the aliens.
Yeah, we need to bring in predators.
Yes,
so we can have.
Yes,
Kamala's
yes,
promise
that
there's gonna be predators.
That's very smart.
That was such
wondering. I kind of was wondering what you brought to this show, honestly.
Yeah, thing. Me too.
And
I'm
what I'm realizing
that.
Now is that you're the Felix.
Yeah,
yeah. I know. You gotta bring predators.
You have the astute political mind.
Look, I think my audio is a little too good to be the Felix of the podcast, to be honest.
Yeah. I wouldn't call this good audio, but that's just because you sound like it.
you're just jealous. I'm jealous of my pebbles, bitch.
Jealous of what? Your hair? Because yes, I am. I'm balding.
What? I am. Yeah, I am.
I am starting to.
Are you really balding, Jock? No.
Oh no.
Oh my God! What?
Jock, you should get like a 70s hair system.
I saw both of my parents.
You shouldn't hide that.
I saw both of my.
That's really. That's dishonest. Yeah.
I saw both of my parents for the first.
Jock, time. It's dishonest that you're always wearing that hat.
If you get head from a girl
balding,
while you're wearing a hat and you're bald, that's considered rape because she didn't know that you were bald.
It's fucked. It's really fucked, Jock. It's really
it's
fucked.
Really triggering, Grace, when you be kind to me every day except today when you're being an enormous fucking bitch. And I would like to silence you forever.
I'm not being unkind. I'm just setting expectations.
Jock has forgotten how Grace acts towards him at every single episode
expectations.
That he's
open on. I think it's worse to have sex with someone and not tell them that you're wearing a wig than it is to have sex with someone and taking off the condom without telling them.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
Just my personal opinion. It does not reflect the opinions of Seeking Arrangements.
I'm taking a guy to court because when we were having sex when I wasn't looking, he took his wig off. He continued to have sex with me.
He took my wig off and put it on himself.
He took his wig off.
He took his wig off and put it on me.
He nutted in me without his wig, and I thought that the wig was still on.
And it wasn't. He actually didn't take off his wig. The sex was just so good. You were fucking him so good. It flew off.
So
yeah. And he didn't tell you about it before.
Know, classic snatching.
Separately, I was having sex with this guy, and I woke up recently, and he had given me cornrows. So I'm taking him to court for that.
Okay.
They took
cornrows.
Josh
trying
to sell.
Let's break this down.
Let's break
it.
He gave you cornrows. Where, Chuck? Jock, where did he give you
on his ass pubes? Duh.
Well,
probably, yeah.
My ass,
probably in the crack.
It's kind of
huh?
sad that sometimes my ass hair is longer than my the hair coming off the back of my head.
Like
this is the
like,
Lego thing all
like,
over
what
again.
The hell?
I thought.
What's the Lego
Jock,
thing?
Are you back Lego? To guys? Are you back to fucking guys now that you moved to Lafayette?
No, I'm seeing. I've had sex with the same person. Pretty much for the last, I don't know,
pretty
like
much
2 months,
twice.
I guess.
So we're pretty much married.
I'm going to be honest. I haven't had any sex in Lafayette.
Oh, period.
Well, no, actually, that's a lie.
That sounds
that's
like
a lie.
The
that's
name
a lie.
Of a Robert
that's
Earl
a lie.
Keane
that's
song.
A lie. Someone.
I haven't had any sex in
no, wait,
Lafayette. Ooh, do, 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 do.
Don't
Roy
you
Orbison wrote
on
that.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That makes sense.
Okay, Grace, do you want to... Okay, Jock, you can defend yourself. Okay, no, you can't.
I, would like
I don't
to...
want
to
hear it.
Fuck you, bitch. Man, whatever.
Grace, do you want to plug your show?
Girl God.
Yeah, well,
not
first of all...
Oh, the father
I think,
one?
I think when it comes to who won...
I won.
The debate...
Yeah, let's do that before.
I think
America won.
Trump clearly won the debate, and I think he won the debate mainly because I got lost in his neck folds.
Oh my!
You
God.
Know, when somebody has something that's that
it's
beautiful,
like 20 beautiful pussies.
They don't have to be smart. When someone's that beautiful, they don't have to be smart. All right.
On his neck.
He's such a looker. He's such a looker.
So true
that I don't need to hear his he could keep moving his lips. All he wants, as long as he lets me put something
that's
in
so
it.
That's so weird.
I know
that's
this is
like
a joke.
The first thing people
this is a joke,
tell me when
this
they
is
have
literally
sex
what Megyn Kelly said in the post-debate recap. Megyn Kelly legitimately said, I got lost in the folds. It doesn't really matter what his message is. I just really want to suck on his neck clitoris. Yep. I want to pull his tie really tight.
Skin tag
really
on his
puffy.
Neck. That's the clit.
And then,
me
and then
and
I want to make
Kelly
it cream.
Agree on a lot of stuff. What can I say? What can I say?
Yep,
but yeah, please listen to the Girl God Experience. That's me and April's podcast. And then come to my show live in Los Angeles on September 20th. Tickets are on sale now at dadsdie.com. My show is called Grace Freud, My Father Has Been Murdered. It's every joke I've ever written about my dead dad. And then a bunch of other stuff I don't want to spoil. Also, go if you're
I
in
wish
you know,
I could
New
come
York,
see that.
Go to see April's. Thank you. Go to April's show on October 17th at Union Hall.
And if you're in
okay,
New York,
wait,
come
wait.
To me and Masha's show at the Brooklyn Comedy Club on September 19th.
Oh,
two trans
wait,
women
I wish
in a
I
comedy
knew
show
I...
sounds a lot like
yeah,
Girl God,
you
sons
we
of bitches.
You
I wish
fuck
I...
you.
No, we're daughters
Damn.
Of bitches, actually.
I
want
to go
much.
To that. I wish I knew. That
no,
so
I'm
fun.
Gonna fucking if you guys are gonna rip me off, then I'm not gonna give you no gender
no,
identity.
Period.
Wait, can I plug my thing?
Yeah, period. Plug your thing, Jock.
Okay, Sunday, September 29th, 2024, from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. is the Antics magazine release party for issue one. And we got DJ sets by This Is Lorelei, We Take Manhattan, Big Dumb Baby, and finally me. DJ Sensitive Jock. This is at Kaleidoscope, which is at 267 Irving
it's
Avenue.
It's at 26.
Yep. Just read the whole thing. We're not even going to bother Brooklyn, putting it in the
New
description
York.
For the show. So if you're interested, just pay attention and grab a pen. We'll wait.
Sunday, September 29th.
Or actually use the palm of your hand.
8 p.m. to 11 p.m. Antics Release Party, issue number one. This is Lorelei. We Take Manhattan, Big Dumb Baby, and me, DJ Sensitive Jock.
Played on
Why
point
are you starting
five,
from the top?
Oh, and I'm doing...
Okay, ready? Really?
Can I
wait,
do
okay,
another
wait,
plug?
My fastest.
My show is Grace Freud, My Father Has Been Murdered at dadsdie.com, 920 at the Elysian in
yeah,
LA.
I've heard you talk faster.
If Jack got to say theirs twice, I get to
okay,
say my
I,
own.
And I have really one more thing to plug, there. Actually. I'm not kidding. I'm in okay. New York's saddest comedy show, Struggle Bus, hosted by Ivy Woke.
I'm so jealous. I
Ivy.
Love her so much. She's the funniest
girl
in the
At 7 o'clock on Sunday.
Fucking world.
So when this comes out, it might be too late. But if you come, it's you should come. It's going to be fun.
Oh, God. Why do you always do the coolest shit? Hesse makes me so... Wait, okay, cool. Let me read mine one more time really fast. Sunday,
no, no
December 29th, 2024, 8 p.m., 11 p.m., Hampton's release party.
920, Los Angeles, Dan Sides,
USA, September 19th.
All the
Chamber
offices
are
opening with John Daly. Usa engkau berduka, hujan telah menghilang sisimu.
Engkau mimpi.